I came here to say you have a vision.
Amen.
You must maintain it.
Amen.
You must keep it. You must protect it.
Amen.
God is on your side.
Amen.
And if God is on our side, who can be against us? Listen, this is just the beginning. Most of you are bricks in this foundation. I'm a builder. Some foundations will take more bricks and more mortar and more cement and more concrete and more stone than they will do in the walls. This ministry needs you to be here as its foundation. I'm praying in the name of Jesus that God will give you that position. I speak prophetically into your life. There are some of you who are foundational. Your work here, your ministry here, your coming here is to make sure that the foundation is laid on hardcore concrete. I therefore speak in your lives in the name of Jesus. I charge you to be strong. I charge you to be sturdy. To be strong, because we need a foundation that is strong. I command you to be strong in your spirit. Be strong in the power of the Almighty. Let God be God. Let the Spirit of God hover over you. Kindly find your position right now. Encourage yourself in the things that God is doing in this church. Listen to the word of God without prejudice. Cause yourself to hear God's voice. And allow him to be God. Allow him to speak into your own life. Because as foundation, there is a building that is coming up. While the people talk about the flashy colors in the future, while the people talk about the good-looking glasses in the future, you will have been used in the foundation. And your name will never be left out or blotted out. I pray in the name of Jesus over your lives to be strong. To take this charge with seriousness. To see yourself in the foundation. If they step on you, it's because you're foundation. If they defy you, it's because you're foundation. If you are covered in the rubble and you are not seen, it's because you are in the foundation. The building can only be as strong as its foundation. And I see many of you in that situation. May the Spirit of God come upon you now. Come upon you to make you do exploits for God. Scripture says, the people that know their God shall be strong. And they will do exploits for God. I release the spirit of exploits on your lives. Each one of you. Each one of you. Some of you to be spirit-filled within so that you may build the character of this congregation and church. So that this church will be the very desire of the nations. That people flock from the east and west and come and be part of what God is doing. This is not just a church. This is revival in happening. This is not just a church. This is renewal in the making. And every renewal has a mother. Every revival has a father. May God cause you to be part of that revival. I speak newness and freshness now. May the spirit that rested on Noah, the spirit of confidence and persistence, the spirit of obedience, rest upon each one of you. May this church find its position in this country. May your candle never be quenched. May your light shine so that everyone will see the new thing that is coming out of Untinda. We speak, as I speak now, somebody is being raised up to be a leader here. A serious leader. Somebody that will show the oracles of God to others. I see people rising up and standing up to a challenge And the challenge is being done without sweat. I see you in a place where you have not sweated. It will be so easy. I command your lives to be prosperous. I command your lives to be full of benefit. May the Lord God of heaven that allowed me to come here cause it to happen. Not later, but sooner. May your blessings come your way right now in the name of Jesus. I speak to the west to bring forth that which is yours, all of you. I speak to the east to bring that which is yours to come into your hands. I speak blessings to come your way. I command the blessings of heaven that come from only the Father come to your hands so that this job is easy. I release you into your potential and into your future. Every destiny, one by one, may your name be recorded for whatever you will have done, because this is God's will and this is the desire of the Spirit of God. Master, raise not just singers, not just a choir, but a ministry. Let a voice that attracts people come out of this church. Oh Lord, give your servant words that will show that indeed the second Adam was a life giver, a spirit from God. And Father, now as I leave this congregation, I commend them to the grace that our Father, only Father in heaven, can give. May every one of them enjoy life. May we see each other when they are 70, 80, and I'm 120 and 130. May we grow into newness and freshness. May you bind our spirits together. May there be special love between our congregations and our ministries. May there be a father-son relationship that is for real, that brings forth fruit, that bears fruit in each season. May the season of this church, may the era of this church be started today. And I kick it into motion and I declare it done in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this man. Whatever reasons he came to my office for, Lord, let it be for your glory. Paul said, we know in part. We prophesy in part. But whatever you have given me, Lord, give to this man. Whether it is influence, whether it is grace, whether it is acceptance, and any other gift. Scripture says every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above. I release every gift on my life unto this man. And I anoint him with my sweat in the name of Jesus. May you show favor to him. May you give him days of acceptance. May you release him into his fullness. May he speak for the kingdom. Make this man an ambassador for the kingdom that we stand for. In Jesus' name. And I give him a right hand of fellowship. And I give him my shoulder to lean on. And my love and warmth to enjoy. May this man be a blessing. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. Amen. Amen. Now, listen to me. It costs a lot of money to be on TV or on radio. I'm going to open a door for you. We are going to create a program, a TV program, that will show this nation that out of a small city, a blessing can come. You have to find where I am. You look for me. And we create a program. It is half an hour or whatever time. But we need to create that program so that everybody knows that there is another Adam here. And the other one there. And even if you need money, you don't need money, you need people. I say that again. You have people, you have money. You had me, and you have me. So we can work it out. It will happen. I know what media can do to a man. And I'll make sure that media makes you what you need to be. God bless you. When I met with your pastor, I gave him a copy of this book. It's called The Principles, The Power, and The Purpose of Prosperity. He has written a book on prosperity. I've read his book, and I think he has read possibly half of mine.
I have read your book.
All of it?
Apart from the customer service bits, but I've read all of it.
Okay.
Yes.
Forget the customer part. You need to get a copy of this book. I didn't bring many with me, but I make sure that there is enough for at least 20 people. It is only 30,000. This one is a quotation book. I can read two or three of my quotations in here. Mine. Let me try to find mine here. Here is one, Joseph Sarada. You must either wait for opportunity to knock at your door, or you bang at opportunity's door. They both work only a little differently. This book is called Political and Religious Quotes for the Above Average Mind. If you are a moderate mind, if you are a mediocre mind, don't buy it. Don't buy it. This is 20,000, the other one is 30. That's 50,000 together. I'm not yet making money, so don't worry about it. Just buy the books and enrich yourself. Build yourself from within. God bless you, and thank you for the opportunity.